welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Mulching is an easy-to-do, labor-saving gardening technique that all gardeners should be taking advantage of. A mulch is a material, usually organic but sometimes inorganic, that we use to cover the soil surface around plants. Organic mulches, such as leaves, chopped leaves, pine straw, ground bark, dry grass clippings, and wood-based mulches, are all derived from once-living materials. They're popular for their ease of use, their attractive appearance, and because as they decompose, they add beneficial organic matter to the soil and help keep plant roots healthy. They're the most popular of the mulches. Inorganic mulches are derived from non-living sources and include materials such as plastic sheeting, landscape fabric or weed barriers, and stone chips or gravel. Rubber mulches made from recycled tires and synthetic pine straw are also inorganic mulches that have the look of organic mulches, but they last longer. The first and foremost reason to use mulches is to control weeds. Whoever said a job well done doesn't have to be done again never weeded a garden. Every time weeds are removed, new weed seeds germinate, creating the problem all over again. Mulches work to stop this by blocking light from reaching the soil surface. Most weed seeds need light to germinate, as this tells them they're close enough to the soil surface to sprout and grow. When covered over with mulch, they think they're still deep in the soil and they won't germinate. To create this barrier to weed growth, however, organic mulches have got to be applied thick enough to do the job. Too often, gardeners spread mulch as thin as possible just to cover the soil surface. This will be ineffective in preventing weeds. Apply organic mulches at least 2 inches thick for the best weed control. Organic mulches are also not as effective in controlling persistent perennial weeds, unfortunately. And these are perennial weeds like nutsedge, oxalis, Bermuda grass, dollarweed, and others. But mulches can still help. Unfortunately, these weeds grow from below ground, from bulbs or rhizomes, not from seeds, or they may run into the bed from surrounding areas. Woven weed barriers or landscape fabric often does a better job, though not perfect, in controlling these difficult-to-control perennial weeds. Another important function of mulches is conserving soil moisture. Now, the surface of the soil evaporates moisture very readily, particularly during the hot weather of the summer. A layer of mulch over the soil surface slows down this evaporative process, so mulches can help keep beds from drying out as fast, and this of course keeps you from having to water as often and saves you money on your water bill. Organic mulches also insulate the soil and moderate soil temperatures, keeping the soil warmer in winter and cooler in summer, and this helps keep the roots healthier. There's no one best mulch. Which one you choose depends on a variety of factors, including the gardening situation, your preferences based on appearances, what's available, cost, and durability. If you're currently not utilizing mulches in your gardening efforts, I strongly recommend you give them a try. You'll be amazed at how much work they save you in weeding and how nice they can make your gardens look overall by controlling the weeds and covering the soil. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.